Certainly an exciting day for the Edmonton Oilers to acquire Duncan Keith.
Just felt like the Edmonton Oilers right now, it was a good fit, a great fit. Excited to start this new chapter of my career and try to win a cup in Edmonton.
It's always been my goal to be able to stay in Edmonton, and it's just what I've wanted. I've loved my time in Edmonton so far. The team is progressing the way we want it to, and I want to be a part of that. And obviously, the biggest reason I want to stay is I want to win at Edmonton.
Here's McCabe, all the way, scores!
Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast for this Tuesday, September 28th. It is game day as the Edmonton Oilers get set to host the Seattle Kraken down at Rogers Place for the first time with fans since March 11th, 2020. It's going to be a good one. A loaded lineup. We'll get to that momentarily. I am Hernan Salas, your host from TSN 1260 and the Two Guys in a Goalie podcast. You can always connect with me on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. Today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. Like I said, today we'll get to some lineup notes for you. We'll hear some audio from Connor McDavid, Dave Tippett, and Brandon Perlini. We'll also be joined quickly by Tom Gazzola for about 5-6 minutes just to tee up this game, what we're looking for. And it's going to be a fun one. If you're going down, remember you need proof of vaccination or COVID negative test 72 hours from today's game time. So just keep that in mind if you're listening to this before the game. But let's get to the lineup, and it's an NHL heavy lineup for sure for the Edmonton Oilers. They'll go with Zach Hyman, Connor McDavid, and Jesse Puljujärvi, your top line, followed by the dry line, Nugent Hopkins, Draisaitl, Yamamoto, Brandon Perlini with Devin Schoor and Kyle Turris, Colton Sevier with Ryan McLeod and Tyler Benson. So yeah, a lot of NHL talent there. Defensively, Nurse will play with Tyson Barrie. They were your top pairing last year. They're going to be your top pairing this year. Philip Broberg is going to play with Philip Berglund again. They played on Sunday and were pretty good. Berglund led the team in ice time. He's an interesting cat, 24 years old. He might push here. And then it's Nemelainen, the young guy, number 80. He'll play with Evan Bouchard, who was really good in that game. We'll see how he does tonight. Smith and Koskinen are between the pipes. I don't know how they're going to handle their goaltenders, but we'll wait and see for that. So a very, very heavy NHL lineup for your Edmonton Oilers. Who are you excited to watch? I want to see Hyman. I want to see how he does with McDavid and Puljujärvi. Now it's one game. It's preseason. Not going to read too much into whether he's great or just not so good, right? But I'm intrigued by him. Perlini keeps pushing. He's a guy that I really want to make this team. He's just there's something there, and he's only 25 years old. He had a really good first game, so we'll see how he does. Tyler Benson fighting for that spot as well. Colton Sevier on the PTO, and then on the back end, Evan Bouchard. I want to see if he plays like he did on Sunday because he's really good. And then you look at Broberg and Berglund, two guys that could be here, maybe not right off the hop, but down the road. So I'm intrigued by those two guys as well. And then Mikko Koskinen, how he fares if he even plays. That again, I don't know what the goaltending situation is right now, but it's going to be fun. And how about the Joey Moss unveiling today, which was pretty cool. And we will hear from Connor McDavid on Joey Moss, but just Oilers players, it's a statue of Joey Moss. He's got his hand up for a high five, and the Oilers players will be able to high five Joey Moss Memorial in their dressing room as they walk to the ice, and that gets going tonight. It's really cool. If you haven't checked it out, just Google Joey Moss on Twitter, and you're going to see the statue there, and it's great. It's just been really well done, and I know the players absolutely love it. So go check it out on Twitter. It looks awesome. We all miss Joey. He was such a big part of our city and of sports teams here, so definitely miss him. But let's get to a little bit of audio then. And Connor McDavid was asked what Joey Moss meant to him.
Obviously, Joe was a special person, and he was it meant a lot to the organization, the players. I think probably my favorite Mosser story would be, I remember my first year I broke my collarbone, just a young kid, and being in the locker room and obviously being really upset, and him just coming up and he obviously has no idea what the circumstance, just knows that something's wrong, and just gives me a little pat on the back, and that was it. So we certainly miss him a lot, and to have a little statue there is a great reminder for us as players and the staff. I mean, everyone on the staff was so close to them as well. So the whole city misses them. We certainly miss them as players. Today's a special day to unveil that statue.
That was Connor McDavid talking about the late, great Joey Moss. A new statue there unveiled in the Oilers dress room. They can all high-five him now. It's just great to see that and a great way to honor Joey Moss. And he was also asked, the captain of the Oilers, Connor McDavid, the biggest difference not having Joey around.
I think the biggest difference was just having him around the room and his presence and that energy and that life he would always bring to the room. You know, on a long season, there are days where, you know, it can be a little boring in there. It can be a little dry, a little stale. And, you know, he would always just bring that life and that energy and lift guys up. So we certainly missed that last year. And, it's nice to still see his face a little bit with that new unveiling there.
That's just great to hear. The players now have Joey with them at every home game. And it's, again, go to social media. And if you want to see it, just put in Joey Moss and you'll see the statue there. Just excellent work by everybody involved. We got a game tonight, though. The Seattle Kraken are in town. Get to a good look at those brand new jerseys. And they're sharp. They are. See what their lineup looks like. I don't have anything right now as of this afternoon on the Kraken lineup for tonight. So who knows? Usually they dress a less NHL-ready lineup on the road. You usually dress more of your NHL heavy when you're hosting the game. A little all over the place right now. And let's just hear one more clip here from the coach Dave Tippett as he was asked why such a heavy NHL lineup for tonight's game.
We have a game tomorrow in Winnipeg, so we're there's a lot of guys. The Draisaitl and McDavid line, I like to keep them together because we want to work on some special team stuff. So, and you got to have 8 veterans in each game. So there's at home, we'll play a strong lineup, and we got to have another team ready for tomorrow.
Right, that was the coach Dave Tippett, and he likes the top two, the two big lines, because he likes to work on some special teams there as well. And the bottom two lines are intriguing too. A lot of those guys, there's about 7 guys fighting for that fourth line, those 3 spots, and then maybe just to stay as an extra, the 13, 14 spot as well. So it's going to heat up. It's going to get good here. And I love that there's a battle there. Will it be Benson, Perlini? Who knows? You got Turris there battling as well. Colton Sevier on the PTO. It's going to be fun. And the game tonight should be fun. Have fun down there. Be safe. It's been a long time since the Oilers here in Edmonton. We've been able to watch a live sporting event of a pro team. So it's just going to be cool to see people walking down Rogers Place again wearing their jerseys. Please stay safe. Please be nice. Be humble. It's tough times for everyone right now. So let's just have fun and cheer on the boys. All right, guys, coming up next, we'll be joined by Tommy Gazzola, the host on the pre and post game shows here on TSN 1260. That's coming up next. I'm Hernan Salas, and this is the Locked On Oilers podcast. This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right locked in on their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Today I want to tell you about a simple way to get all the entertainment you love without the hassle. DirecTV Stream brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, which means you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So stop waiting and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. As I now welcome in my good buddy and colleague Tom Gazzola, of course the host on the pre- and post-game shows here at TSN 1260. And co-host on the Oil Stream podcast and many other things. HW, Handsome Tom Gazzola, how you doing?
I'm good, Hernan. Isn't it good to be back, though?
Oh, it's great.
That post-game show the other day, it just was like, yes, we're finally back talking Oilers hockey. It was a quiet Sunday, but I don't know about you, but I felt like, finally, like we're doing it again.
Yeah, we're rolling. It's great. You're going to be down at the arena. We have to do the Elks game, or else I would have joined you there to get our first look at the Kraken. But Tom, before we get to the game tonight, Joey Moss, they unveiled this statue of him today in the dressing room with his hand up for a high five. I think they knocked it out of the park with this. I know earlier on the podcast I played Connor McDavid just talking about Joey. Now he's going to be with them all the time at home. I just think, like I said, I think they knocked it out of the park. They did such a good job with the statue. Just your thoughts on what was unveiled today for Joey Moss.
Really nice. Obviously, very heartfelt. And it was Joey Moss's birthday recently as well. So the timing kind of works hand in hand with that. And, yeah, the hand up for the high five, he was always there, whether it was the old building, the new building, whenever they were coming into the room, he'd be there for a high five, win or loss. He was just one of the guys on the team. And then the other thing that they also included, Hernan, was in the Oilers Hall of Fame room, finally they added a new part of the exhibit, and it hasn't really been touched since they opened up the building, but they added Joey's half Oilers, half Edmonton football team, Eskimos jersey at that time, of course, from I think 4 or 5 years ago. And I thought that was it fell under the radar. I'm sitting there in the Hall of Fame room for the press conferences after the practice today, and I'm looking, I'm like, what is that? And I'm like, oh, that's Joey's old jersey. And no one seemed to catch it. So I tweeted it out there. And so an added little memento from Joey. So the plaque or the small bust with his hand out for the high fives in the Oilers locker room itself. And then in the Hall of Fame room, one of Joey's old jerseys, the half and half, half oil, half Eskimos, Elks. And a really nice touch. And I know there's going to be something tonight at the game as well for the fans who will be in the stands for the first time at Rogers Place since March 11th, that fateful day against the Winnipeg Jets.
Yeah, we were working together, Maddie. We went for drinks after, and who knew what we were about to go through here. Still going through, just crazy. But great to see. I saw the jersey for Joey as well. Great. And I hope the fans enjoy the ceremony for him as well today, like you alluded to just now. Let's get to the game. I mean, a very heavy NHL lineup for the Edmonton Oilers. You can see the top two lines go tonight. And then the bottom six is intriguing because all those guys are fighting kind of for a spot on that fourth line. Storyline for you, like, is there one player, one story you're watching more intensely tonight?
It'll be the continuity of the type of play that we saw on Sunday for guys like Kalini, Benson, and Turris. These are the guys dogfighting for, you know, whatever scraps are left over in terms of roster positions, because we all know that there's a couple left. And all of them had a good night in Calgary, a night where the Oilers didn't really ice a really strong lineup, and they smothered and dominated the Flames, and it was largely in part to guys like Perlini, guys like Benson, McLeod, Marody, who was in that game, will not be in this game. Turris had a strong night, and these guys will continue to fight for that job or those, you know, jobs, roster spots. And then let's see how Bouchard does again tonight. He had a very strong performance. Broberg, quiet the other night, but maybe that's a good thing. We'll get another look at him tonight. And then, you know, those are the keen ones. And then in general, we get our first look at the top six forwards and these two lines going to work. I mean, you know, if we look at Seattle's lineup tonight, this Oilers group should have a field day with the Kraken.
Yeah, I haven't seen the Kraken lineup, but I'm assuming it's not as NHL ready as the Edmonton Oilers is. And you brought up Zach Hyman here. Tommy, like the big offseason guy they brought in, 29 years old. I know today on the Inbox we took some – well, we didn't take heat, but people were saying, like, why are you guys expecting much? This guy's never cracked more than 42 points. But, I mean, he was on pace to break that last year. It was a shortened season and all that. But for you, expectations on Zach Hyman heading into this season, like, 50 points has to be, like, the minimum, right?
He has to have a career year for this to be successful, and he has to have another – career year next year and kind of maintain that for the first couple of years of this deal, especially if he's going to be playing in a top six role. He's going to start with McDavid here, where I think he's going to have a chance to be really useful and effective and maybe bring a bit of a different element to this forward unit that never existed before. Hernan was in puck retrieval.
Yeah.
He's a guy that digs for pucks, wins those battles, gets them in a lot of the areas in the offensive zone that the Oilers generally don't win battles in. And if he's scrapping and digging away for ugly, greasy goals, fantastic. That's something that this team sorely lacked. We talked about it a lot on the post-game mm-hmm. show. And he's the guy or the type of guy who's got an MO where he's capable of doing that and has built a reputation on that. And he's going to get plenty of scoring chances and opportunities to dig those pucks out and find guys like McDavid and Puljujärvi or guys like Draisaitl and Nugent-Hopkins, depending on where he is, what type of situation in the game, if it's special teams on the power play, what have you. And that should, in theory, lead to a very successful offensive season for this guy. That's why it's exciting, because it's different. It's a new look. It's an element they really didn't have a ton of. And if he can make it click, because he certainly did with Marner and Matthews, and he should have that expectation once again here in Edmonton, especially with that big contract that he got. So that's kind of the thing with him. This is what he's known to be able to bring. Let's see if he can do it, and let's see if it clicks. That's the exciting part if you really want to break it down for the Oilers and the fan base to analyze Zach Hyman and that pickup.
Yeah, he's going to have career years here to kind of, you know, and we're always going to look at the contract, Tom, and fans are always going to base it on that too. So it's our first look at them. I mean, I don't think we're going to get too high or too low, regardless of how that first line plays, but always expect good things when you're playing with Connor McDavid. Tom, if I were to ask you right now, like, there's about seven guys battling for that fourth line. Who knows what the hell's going to happen with Josh Archibald? I truly don't know, and I don't want to get into the whole COVID thing. But mm-hmm. if I were to ask you, it might be too early, but just after one game and just kind of on paper, I guess, what's that fourth line for you? Like, who are your three front runners right now?
I think, in all honesty, probably a couple of guys that have been around for a while, whether it's with the Oilers or not. I think Devin Shore is going to be up there.
Yeah.
They like his versatility, his penalty-killing ability. He was working with the PK again today because he's going to get some PK time, obviously. And then I would throw – I'm going to just be honest. I'm going to say Colton Sevier has a very strong chance of earning a contract, especially if we don't see Josh Archibald join this team this season. It's convenient that they have not let him join the main group at training camp. He's been skating with the, you know, other groups, injured guys, if you will, and they're saying he's not up to speed. And that might be the case, and that might be, Hernan, a way for them to signal to him that they are not too pleased with him. So if it continues down that road and Archibald is not going to be part of this team this season, I think that completely opens the door for a veteran guy like Sevier, who's been around 500 games. People have talked about it. He's the insurance policy. As soon as he got that PTO, the first thing I thought was,
yeah,
this is if Archibald doesn't play this season. So I think he's got an inside edge. And then I really do think it comes down to guys like Benson, Perlini, and Turris for the final spots. I'd give the spot now to Benson.
Okay.
Although Perlini looked strong in that game as well the other night. He's been pretty good in training camp. He's making a case for himself. And then the other kicker is, you know, do they keep Turris around as an extra forward instead of burying him in the minors? That might happen as well. So I think in terms of outright winning a job, I'm hedging my bets and saying Benson can get it done. The other two guys, I think, are Shore and Sevier. And then, you know, I think we'll see Turris probably stick around. But Perlini, if he continues to have a rock-solid preseason, might have a say in all of this.
Yeah, no, Perlini, I mean, he did well. I think everyone played well on Sunday. Like, no one really played themselves out. And Perlini, it was funny today in the press conference, there was a long-winded question that the media had a good time with. I think it was the first question for Perlini, and he kind of laughed.
Oh,
looks,
Bob, yeah. We were all sitting in the room, Hernan, like, Stoff, where are you going with this? And he tried to explain it to us after the Perlini interview, and we're like, yeah, we don't care, Bob. That was weird.
Yeah, no, but you know what? Like, Bob was a good sport, so was Perlini, and it was just some good old-fashioned fun there. there.
Classic Bob.
Yeah. Tommy, one last one for you. A goaltending, we're going to see Smith, Koskinen dressed tonight. Koskinen, I mean, how many games would you play these guys in the preseason? Do you want to see Koskinen maybe play a little bit more than Mike Smith? Does Mike Smith need to play more than two? And, like, where are you going with the goaltending right now?
I think it's at a point where you could probably give them two each. You know, maybe two and a half each. If, especially after what happened on Sunday where Konovalov and Skinner saw 8 and 7 shots.
Yeah, not a lot.
And they didn't really get tested. Like, you didn't get a chance to look at them and see them get tested. And so that might open the door for them getting another look that they may not have gotten. And that's okay. I mean, Koskinen and Smith, we know what they are. Of course, they want to see some game action. They're going to be dressed tonight. I'm sure they're going to split the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure as we move along, get further into training camp and those games next week, you'll probably see those guys get full games. And that's A-OK, right? I'm sure they're both veteran guys that don't need a ton of games.
Yeah.
But they just want to be ready, sharpened, and ready to go for the start of the regular season. And then you've got these young guys who want some time as well and to get tested. So I don't know. I think as long as they're looking okay, you know, Mikko Koskinen admitted to not having a good season, wants to bounce back strong, couldn't get into a rhythm. Last year was a weird year. He did not, you know, he let them down at inopportune times, whether it's the first shot of the game or when they needed a big save, he didn't get it done. So right now they're going to need him to be the 1B to Mike Smith. And that's just the fact of the matter. Until something happens or Ken Holland can find another goalie to improve the goaltending situation, they just need those two guys to be on top of their game. And it just takes them a couple of games in the preseason, I would think, for them to be ready for the start of the regular season.
Tommy, first goal of the game today. Who are you taking?
First goal of the game, let's just say Leon Draisaitl. I don't think it's going to take very long, Hernan.
Yeah.
This lineup, I'll read off for those wondering. This is what the Kraken is rolling out tonight. Shahan between Tanev and Appleton. True with Donato and Yarncroak. Geeky with Johansson and Lind. Bastion with Twerinski and Henman. And then on defense, Alexiak, Borgen, Dunn, Carrick, Olofsson, Lauzon, and then Evans is the seventh with Driegger and Decord playing in net. Driegger's going to go two periods. Jeez. Decord will get one.
Jeez. Yeah, it's not a sexy lineup. I'll go with the little bugger, Yamamoto.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see who wins. Then
we'll see who wins.
I'll charge you in the post-game show. But we're back tonight following the game. Join us on TSN 1260. Tom Gazzola and myself and Matty Cassian will break down what we saw at Rogers Place. Tommy, like always, get some rest. Get ready. I know you're going to walk over or scoot over to the Rogers Place and then scoot back home to do the post-game show. Like always, my friend, thank you so much, and we'll chat later.
Thanks for having me on, Nanso.
We're back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back to start another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline.ag continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. That's double your initial deposit just for signing up. Don't forget to use promo code NFL100. BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Big shout out to Tommy Gazzola, as always brings the good stuff as we're teeing up the game. We'll be live on TSN 1260 at 6 for the pregame show, and then Tommy Gazzola and myself will return for the postgame show, taking your calls, texts, and reaction, and as we get to see the big boys play today. One guy that's back in the lineup today, and he's a guy that's going to push. He is signed. He's not on a PTO. I know we got a few questions on that. Like, he is signed, Perlini, so he's not on a PTO. He'll play with Devin Shore and Kyle Turris. He's coming off a goal and an assist on Sunday. Can he keep that going? He also met with the media today, and let's play a few clips before we wrap up here on the Locked On Orders podcast. And Perlini was kind of asked, like, what kind of derailed him, his decision to go to Europe and all that.
Well, I think the whole... Anyone who knows me close, like my tight circle, knows that the whole COVID time or you know, from when it first went down, kind of in March of 20, there, that was kind of the best thing for me to kind of, you know, really sit back, take a look at things, and evaluate where I was at that point, areas I needed to improve off the ice, on the ice, things like that. So for me, the whole kind of COVID period, I guess you can call it, the last year and a half has been great to get my mind right and to get back to things. And you know, as far as going over to Europe last year, it was great to a lot of the things that I learned over that span, to see, you know, what kind of worked, what didn't work in Europe in the style of play. And now I look forward to coming back here with the opportunity.
One more here from Perlini, as he was also asked, you know, with the new coaching staff, the new team, what kind of things were reinforced in order for him to get a spot with this team?
Yeah, I think, you know, what kind of very similar to how I played under him before. Obviously, like I said, I know Tip and his style, and you know, obviously demands you know, a hard game from his players. So yeah, that's really what it is, being hard on pucks and things like that, and being a complete 200-foot player, you know, not cheating anywhere. So yeah, that's what I'll look to do.
Right, that was Brandon Perlini meeting with the Edmonton media today. Thanks to all the media that was able to attend today, and they're the reason why we get some audio for podcasts and different shows and all that. So shout out to the Edmonton media. Game day, baby! Seattle Kraken in town to take on your Edmonton Oilers. It's a heavy NHL lineup for the Edmonton Oilers. Hyman with McDavid and Puljujarvi. You got the Dryline, Perlini with Shore and Turris, Benson, McLeod, Sevier. You got Nurse, Barry, and Bouchard. Three guys that are going to be here on the back end. Broberg, Berglund, Nemelin are your young guys playing. And then the duo that's going to take the Oilers to the promised land. Well, hopefully it's Mike Smith and Mikko Koskinen in between the pipes. All right, guys, enjoy the game tonight. If you're going down there, have a fun time. Good to have the fans back. I can't wait. And they're back at it tomorrow as well, as they're in Winnipeg. It's probably going to be a lesser NHL lineup, but we'll still tee it up here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. For my producer, Juanito, I am Hernan the Man, talking Los Petroleros. Keep those downloads coming. Thank you for all the support. Don't forget to download and subscribe on your favorite apps, and hit me up on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll chat tomorrow.